SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We got a lot to do this hour. We, of course, have all these baseball games going on. Actually, and Joe, a full afternoon of baseball on the 4th of July. I mean, yeah. Full afternoon slate.
Great job. I think, you know, pure Americana.
That's the way it should be.
Over city, baby.
Almost everyone should play in the afternoon, and they, thank God they got this right again. Everyone's playing, because we've had a few years, the past few years, where teams were off on the 4th of July, and they still do this on Memorial Day. Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, Joe, everyone should play. And they should play in the afternoon. It's the way it should be.
I agree, Carf. I agree.
And I'm going to get to some
games, though.
Your other slice of Americana, which is college football, which we'll get to at some point, too. But I got to tell you, 2-1 Royals, Joe. 2-1 Royals.
3-1 Braves. Come on. Give me runs. First and second in the Royal
game. Try to get him gassed up here. You got an RBI double from Witt. You've got then a Vinny P from the block with an RBI single.
Pasquantino
drove in that second run.
2-0 Brew Crew. 2-0.
Here come the Yankees. 3-2 now. 3-2 Reds. Here come the Yankees.
It's a hoagie fest.
With Soto and Judge coming up. So that could be interesting to watch. And the Rangers now up 3-2 on the Padres. 3-2 Rangers starting to get runs.
Here's what I need. I need a 3-run blast in Kansas City. Come on. Come on, Massey.
From Massey?
Come on, Massey. Sit dead right, kid. Give me the Granny Smith with 2-1. Give me the Granny Smith.
You love the Granny Smith.
Look, I love any saying that wills it in. Okay, anything that's going to put money in my pocket, that's what I like. Give me the Granny Smith. Come on, Giants. Break through. Make this a game 3-3. Make this a game.
How much did you study the Big 12 media rankings, preseason media rankings from the Big 12?
Did I study them? I glanced over them. Did you want me to get the microscope out?
I was hoping I'd get a full breakdown from you. I was hoping.
Why? Because with the media said, I'll give you my breakdown. I don't need the media to tell me. There's no shock that they picked the Jaw.
Jaw's got a coach in waiting now on the next one. Utah was the preseason favorite. 20 of the, I believe it's 61, first place votes went to Utah.
Yeah.
Utah, coincidentally, is also the favorite on the betting board at 3-1.
Yeah,
Kansas State was second.
Yeah, 19
first place votes.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma State, third, with 14 third place votes. Funny thing is, Joe, on the media poll, it's really close between Utah, Kansas State, and Oklahoma State. On the betting board, it's not. It goes from 3, 380 to 9.
Yeah, because again, Utah's got Cam Rising coming back, I know, for his ninth year or whatever. Kansas State has Avery Johnson, and Oak State has Alan Bowman. Ollie Gordon just got busted.
Ollie got in a little problem the other day, didn't he?
That's all right.
It's not all right, and what he did isn't all right.
No, who
to
said
be fair.
It's never all right. What I'm saying is Trevor Etienne got busted for a DUI in Georgia. We want to bet that he's still the starting running back for the Bulldogs.
I saw all the people joking on social media. Did he transfer to Georgia after he got hit with that? Because so many guys from Georgia, of course, have had their problems lately. Kansas 4th, Arizona 5th, Iowa State 6th, West Virginia 7th, UCF 8th, Texas Tech 9th, TCU 10th. Colorado 11, even though they're like the most bet team to make the college football playoff.
Yeah. Baylor, on the hot seat.
BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and then Arizona State at the bottom.
Yeah, your boy Dillingham. I will say this. I'm going to say this right now. Okay, and we saw the four teams, BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and what was the other one? BYU, UCF. Struggle in their first year in the Big 12. That Houston team got a significant upgrade with their head coach, okay? Dana Holgorsen, I know you love the guy, you hate bashing him, was absolutely gutless, okay? He was a walking through the motions type of coach, and, he covered against Texas and won me some money there and had a good quarterback in Donovan Smith, but Willie Fritz will be better than 15th overall. I would bet on them to be over their win total just because of what he brings to the table. You could the way people are running to the table to bet Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers with nobody outside of Justin Herbert, I'd be willing to bet Willie Fritz and Donovan Smith over their win total this year. Just based off he's a great coach, great game planner, is going to get the most out of that talent. I said it.
All right, let's see.
Dad, you tell me. Come on, guy.
That's a win. That's a loss.
That's a win. That's a loss.
Let's see here, Joe. Home for UNLV. That's a loss. You better beat UNLV at home if you're hoping to get over that win total. At Oklahoma, no good. That's a problem. That's not going to go well.
Oklahoma, all right.
They got Rice in the Bayou Bucket Classic. Tough game. Rivalry game, Joe.
There you go.
At Cincy, Iowa State home, at TCU, at Kansas, Utah home, Kansas State home, at Arizona, home Baylor at BYU. What's their win total?
I think it's 4.5.
I got it here. I gave it to you the other night, too, didn't I? Houston, 3.5.
Yeah, they're going to go over that.
Can't find four wins here?
I can.
UNLV. I don't know.
Okay.
Who are they? Let me ask you this question if you think they're going. Who are they beating on the road?
Let me get their schedule up. Hang on.
They go to Oklahoma, Cincinnati.
Oh, they could beat Cincinnati.
Yeah.
TCU,
Kansas, Arizona.
They could beat TCU. Why can't they beat TCU?
Come on.
They could beat Baylor.
Stop.
They could beat BYU. Stop. You stop.
Don't start.
They got the quarterback advantage.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. 2-1 Cubs at the end of the fourth as they just put another run on the board. 6-2 Astros. I was hoping we'd get Bregman there, but I don't think we're going to get that. Cardinals take a 4-3 lead in the top of the 10th. Seven-5 Nationals. So they've gone over all three nights, Joe. So they went over Monday night, over Tuesday night, over Wednesday night. They're playing at 11 a.m. on Thursday morning for 4th of July.
Yeah.
Over again?
I think it's going over, Carver, but what do I know? Why not?
Four days in a row?
4 days
in a row. The early morning sleepy start?
Yep.
Who's pitching in that game? Jose Quintana and Jake Irvin. It's a 9.5. Up, 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 and away, Joe.
Yeah, why not? Up, 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 and away.
Man, so many afternoon games on Thursday. I love it. I think it's great. There's only 1, 2, 3, 4 night games. Joe will be at the beach. He won't see any of it. Joe's gonna take a couple days and get away from it all.
I am.
He's done with
I'm
totals
checked out.
And
it.
All totals, and he's got to start. When, you know, are you gonna work on the book? What are you doing? You doing the book this year?
Nah, I don't think so. I'll just do it for myself. I'll do the research. I'll start in like a couple weeks, and then just keep it on. I'll send it to you, but I'll keep it for myself. It's too much work. Too much work.
It is a lot of work.
People
you put a lot of information
much,
in that book.
It's tons, and I still have it. It's just keep it from me. But it's a ton. It's a ton of work.
People want your information, Joe. They listen to you here.
Listen to Carver and Lisi.
I'm actually still stunned at how high you are on the Houston Cougars. Like you think that
Carver, I don't think they're going to win the Big 12. But, I mean, to get over 3.5 wins, I mean, come on.
They can't make that number low enough.
All right. Okay. I disagree.
Down.
They almost knocked off Texas last year.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying, Donovan Smith is a good quarterback.
Eh.
Okay. Forget it.
I wouldn't be hitching any wagons to them.
Okay. There you go. That's it. You got it all. That's it. You got it all figured out. That's it. Congrats. Godspeed and God bless. That's
Godspeed it. And good luck.
There you go. Unbelievable.
It's all right, Joe. We're going to be okay. Cardinals looking to add on more. First and second now with Chapman on the mound. Reds now lead 3-2. They go to the bottom of the eighth in the Bronx. 6-2 Astros. Bottom four now. Runners on the corners for the Rangers with a 3-2 game. So that's second and third, two outs for the Brewers here in the top of the third, Joe.
Come on. Come on.
The Brewers to knock
4-3 Cardinals. There we go. Top 10. Crack it open.
Indeed.
I need 2-1 these.
Now the most important question.
God.
Who are you taking in the hot dogs on Thursday?
Let me see. I had a guy picked out. Let me just see if
you have a guy.
I had it. Somebody.
Now they have that in Jersey, right? Can you do that?
Let me double check it, Carver. I could have sworn. What
New York definitely doesn't.
Is it special bets? Yeah, it's special bets. I got it. You ready? I just had
Esper's
it.
The favorite, this Esper?
Hang on. I just had it. You made me click off. Special bets. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, Esper's minus 115. James Webb at plus 130. Bertoletti, the Italian, plus 750. I'll tell you what. This guy
Who's speaking to you, Joe? Come on. Someone on this list has to be speaking.
Gideon OG at 40 to 1.
Gideon OG.
40 to 1. Why
Gideon
are you laughing?
OG.
Let's
oh, wait,
get
here you
some
go. Hold on. I got to open this up. I got the. All right, I forgot I have a New Jersey open on my desktop here. What about King Yamamoto, 49 to 1?
Nah. He might. This Gideon. Gideon.
How about
OG.
This? Where is. I mean, you
Gideon
pick
OG.
These, you couldn't pick these guys
old,
out of a lineup. You couldn't pick these guys out of a lineup.
He's from Georgia. This, he's a dog. Georgia Bulldog. I love this guy. He's 6'9, Carver. 6'9. Here's his background. At 6'9, he uses his considerable frame to full effect. His lengthy torso, the perfect home for the Nathan's famous
right.
hot dog.
I mean, come on.
This is on the Major League Eating Network.
We're getting a little too deep into the weeds now here with this. Breaking down the frame a bit, please.
I'm just saying, he's got a world record, okay? He's eating the most kale and bologna. 2 pounds of sliced bologna in 52 seconds. Baked beans, too. I'm going with OG. In OG, I trust.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Oh, man, why'd I do that?
Who's your guy, Carver? Who's your guy?
I looking at the board here.
Mm-mm. Let me hear this.
I mean, you couldn't pick these guys out of a lineup. I'll tell you what I like about Gideon OG, Joe. They got him at 40 to 1 at FanDuel. I saw him at 20 to 1 somewhere else. So you might be getting a nice number there. Good number with him.
Okay.
Which is always helpful. I'm just saying.
So what do you think? You like that about him, right?
I think that, yeah, that's very interesting. I wouldn't mind going with you because I don't want to go with any of these chalk guys. Now, they've got a bunch of specials here. Now, the girl on the women's side who wins every year, the record's 48.5. For her to break that, it's plus 750. I can't believe we're breaking this down. Men's winning margin, over 2.5 dogs, plus 134.
What is it?
Oh, here we go. Look at this for OG. You want the real... Here, look at this OG.
Yeah,
OG to OG. Eat... OG to eat 40 or more, 2 to 1.
Give me
OG
that.
To
I'll
eat,
take that.
OG to eat 45 or more, plus 950. OG to eat 50 or more, 50 to 1. OG to eat 55 or more, 150 to 1.
Nah, I mean, come on.
Put it with the golf. Come on.
150 to 1 on OG?
To eat 50, he's got to eat 55 hot dogs.
All right, I like him at 40. Why are you laughing?
40 hot dogs at plus 200?
45 is 50 to 1?
No, 45 is plus 950. Right. 50 is 50 to 1.
Mm.
Now, his number, they have an over-under for him.
Okay.
Is 35.5.
I think he smashes that.
I guess if you think he smashes that, then...
He's 6'9". The only thing is he might have a long wingspan. Could he get the hot dogs up quick enough? Think about it. He's 6'9". His arms, what does he have? 76-inch reach? From the table to the mouth. That's wasted time. Matthias, did we measure his inseam there? Did we measure his arm length? What is he, 78? He's 6'9". What is Tyson Fury's, reach? Tommy Hearns was what, 73?
Something like that.
Let's say 7, but Hearns was only 6'3", 6'4". He might have a 78 inches to get it up. Better have good technique.
All right.
Tyson Fury has an 85-inch reach.
Jeez. 85 inches.
85-inch reach.
Jeez.
Amazing, right?
Wow. All right. Okay. I don't know. That's the only thing that scares me.
All right. I can't anymore.
Why?
Dogs.
It's Americana.
I won't watch a second of it.
You're no bad.
Shot. No shot. There is no shot I watch any of that. Hey, Bellinger's up again. You want to fake me out that he's going to hit another homer? Why don't you go open
it's
up the game cast and see if
it's
he
gone.
Hits another homer? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Rocking with you here. 7-1 Tigers, Joe. 7-1 Tigers. Is that one of the ones you're on?
No.
No. No Tigers for you.
Mm-mm.
Why'd you leave that one out?
Just, I didn't like it. I don't know. Didn't feel like it was ripe.
Didn't feel like it was ripe.
Mm-mm.
Okay. 8-2 Astros, top of the 8th. 3-2 Reds lead the Yankees. They're in the top of the 9th there. Pirates beat the Cardinals 5-4, huh?
Yeah.
How about that? Final in Miami as well. Red Sox beat the Marlins 7-2. Man, the Marlins suck. They're so bad. Machado up again here for the Padres with two on and nobody out. With the Rangers up 4-2, let's see if Machado can get anything done. Although he's already helped me out enough tonight. Right, Joe?
Yeah. Machado's your boy. He got it done for you.
Machado and Yelich tonight. Hopefully Walker can get us the hat trick again. Late night with Arizona. You know how much we love Walker. 2-0 Brewers in the top of the 4th in Colorado. That game is kind of come to a grinding halt. Not much happening there. Very unfortunate. They got any, I guess, is the UFC taking the week off, Matthias? No fights this week? One of the 3 weeks a year where they don't have a card? Looks like it.
Yeah, no fights this weekend. The UFC is pretty good at taking major American holidays off. Dana White always says, go take a vacation. So no fights. But we got a bunch of Wimbledon, man. Tennis is great right now. It's fantastic. And we got soccer.
Who do you like in the Argentina-Ecuador game on Thursday night? Thursday. Give me a play there.
Give me a play there.
I like Argentina. I think they win the game 1-0 or 2-0. They usually beat Ecuador 1-0. Doesn't matter where they play. I wish it was more, but that's just the way that the cookie usually crumbles when we play them. They're fast, but Argentina has quality, and they finish. And I expect them to get on the scoring sheet. I like lots of things in the women's tennis tomorrow. You got me all over the tennis, man. I got to say, I'm going to be parlaying tomorrow Siniakova with Danielle Collins and also Pagula, your girl Pagula from the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, Jess? You get Jess in there?
Yeah, Jess. Yeah, I love that parlay right now. That's a plus value right now, around plus 157. So I'm going to be actually more than that. It's like actually a plus 175. So we're going to be rolling with that one. And the men's, guys, we've had so many comebacks this tournament so far. I think it's the most comebacks when a team is down, when a player is down 0-2, we've seen someone come back and win three sets in a row. That's major money right there. I haven't been able to hit the spot right there. I've been reluctant to pull the trigger when a player is down two sets to zero. But my lord, it's happened at least eight times this tournament so far, the most ever. So expect more comebacks for this tournament and hit those odds, because in tennis, when a player is down two sets to zero, you're going to have big odds up to plus 800 to plus 600 for the comeback. And like I said, it's the most it's ever been hitting in this tournament. So keep your eyes peeled for that.
There you go, Joe.
There you go.
Keep your eyes peeled for that.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
I lost one of them guys. It pains me. I had Alex Mickelson, the young American, taking on Lloyd Harris at plus money. The game was at like 5 in the morning, my time. I woke up. I saw that Mickelson was up two sets to zero. I said, oh, golly, there's some money in the account coming in soon. I woke up about 2 hours later, and it's 2-2, and it's a tight one in the third set, and the kid just loses a heartbreaker and a tiebreaker. Lloyd Harris comes back from two sets down, just breaks my heart. That's Wimbledon so far for me. It's great, but it has its ups and downs.
Heartbreakers.
Go.
Can't have the heartbreakers. That's the one thing that you can't have. Cannot have the heartbreakers, Joe. Did you see, remember how LeBron was supposed to take a discount? Did you think that 2 years
million.
At 2 years, $104 million was a discount? Did you think
so? Yeah, that's a discount. Yep, that's what he got. Well, considering that Tatum got a max deal, what did Tatum get, $60
million? Something like that.
Yeah, so one of the greatest players ever to get 50. It's almost like Tom Brady redoing his contract so the Patriots can sign everybody back to win multiple championships. The only difference is that LeBron hasn't won anything since the COVID year. All he does is limp out of the playoffs and can't even get there anymore. So
it's all right. He's got Bronny now.
Yeah, I was just going to say Bronny. Bronny's going to score 25 a game.
Probably the best contract a second-round pick has ever signed that he got here. 4 years, $7.9 million.
That's it.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's it. So
they make their. He's going to make his summer league debut this week in the California Classic.
All right.
I'm going to be excited for that. I know.
Can't wait. I can't wait, to be honest with you. Can't wait. Give it up.
Come on. You got a little summer league next week, Joe, to put
summer
with the golf.
The G League and all this stuff. Come on. Come on.
Bronny's going to elevate the G League because he's going to be playing
in
it, I guess.
All eyes on the product?
I didn't think he'd play there, but Woj says he's going to play there. Like, they're going to do like a dog and pony show where he's going to be with the Lakers the first week to play with his dad, and then they're going to ship him off to the G League.
Okay.
So he can get regular burn.
All right, well, he needs
I knew
to
he
burn,
was going to go to the G League, Carver. He had to go to the G League. That's the only way he's going to get any sort
of
minutes.
If his quality of play is G League quality, then that's where he should start the year. That's where he should start the year. They shouldn't do the whole nonsense of him playing. If he's not good enough and he should be in the G League, then that's where he should be. Not doing the dog and pony show and him going and playing in a game or two with his dad just so they could say they did it. It just makes it even more ridiculous what they've done here.
The amount of trash talk that is going to be in that kid's ear in a G League game is going to be immense. It's going to be immense. Somebody's going to be in his ear the whole game telling me he doesn't belong. It's going to be nuts. I feel bad for him.
Why do you feel bad? He got $7.9 million. Are you kidding me? You feel bad.
Joe, usually when you get in the league, there's some sort of respect. You know what I mean?
Oh, come on.
Look at Caitlin Clark. You know what I mean? He has a target on his back, Joe. He's going to have a target on his back, Joe. He is.
Oh, come on.
If you were playing, Joe, guess what? You'd be talking smack to him too, Joe. You'd be in his ear, Joe, if you were playing against him in today's game.
Here's the thing. You want to play in the league, you have to come with all the – you have to be able to handle – you need thick skin. You can't – you're going to get upset. He got the highest amount of money that Carver just said. It's a second-round draft pick. And you feel bad for the guy because he's going to get a little – what? talk on the court? Come on. Come on. Is this where we're at, Matthias? No wonder the Atlanta Falcons haven't won anything.
You know what? I might be getting soft, Joe. I might be getting soft. I guess we've seen this kid behind the cameras since he was a little boy, and now he's finally going to put on his big boy pants. He's about to get smoked.
Is anybody forcing or twisting his arm to play? I mean, nobody's forcing him to play. Tell me what kid in college that averaged 4.8 points per game would be drafted second round.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have everybody with us here on the grid. All right. That's just about going to wrap things up for them. As Volpe hits into a double play, Joe, the Yankees did get the leadoff man on. And double play. Nobody out. I mean, there was nobody out. Now two outs, nobody on with Soto coming up. So Soto's going to have to try to extend this game. Astros now lead the Blue Jays 9-2 in the top of the ninth. Phillies took a 3-2 lead over the Cubs on a two-run homer by Alec Boehm. 4-3 Rangers and Padres. 2-1 Royals still. 2-0 Brewers still. Yeah, still, Joe. You never like when I say still.
Yeah,
still. That means nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed.
Here's what I have for you on Thursday. Like I said, major day slate in MLB. In fact, it starts in the morning, 11 a.m. East. As is always on the 4th of July in the nation's capital. The Mets and the Nationals, Quintana and Irvin, 9.5, Joe. They've smoked the over in the first three games of this four-game set.
Well, then I guess we got to wait and see what happens. What do you want to take it to 12.5?
Man, you're so greedy. You're so greedy, Joe. Soto popped up. What a loser. Hard to get on Soto. That's for sure. I'll go over again, Joe, because Quintana stinks. So he's good for a couple. Cardinals and the Pirates, 12:30 East, Palante and Martin Perez. Pirates ended up winning that game tonight, Joe. What was that, 5-4 final?
Yeah.
How'd they walk that off? Oh, that was in 10, right?
It wasn't a home run. They had runners up.
No, walk-off hit by O'Neill Cruz. Got it done for them there. 8.5 the total in that game, Joe. Cardinals and the Pirates. I don't think they've gotten there either the last two nights, have they?
I don't think so, no.
No, they did they did on Tuesday night, 7-4.
The first night they did.
7-4 Tuesday night. Yeah, they didn't know this one.
I think it was 9.5, that total.
I kind of like the over with these guys.
All right. I might go all overs tomorrow. I don't know. It depends on the mood I'm in. Take it with OG.
OG. Yankees and Reds. Reds will be going for the sweep with former Yankee, I guess you could say, Frankie Montas. Marcus Stroman goes for the Bombers. 8.5 in that one, Joe. In what should be a hot, humid 4th of July afternoon in the Bronx, right?
It's going to be hot tomorrow, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Again, you know, the
over,
Reds
little ball
been playing all that bad.
Over with the ball flying out, a little hot, humid weather. Get the ball moving a little bit.
I think under, I mean, with the Yankee game, I'm not, like, big on the Yankee totals. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm like, all these obscure games I like the totals in. It's nuts.
All right, so I'll start to give you some obscure games, I guess, Joe.
Yeah, give me the
This one's, I guess, not obscure. Astros, Jays, Valdez, and the Bassett Hound. That's an 8.5.
Yeah, I'm staying under because every time I go with the Jays, they're a dead loser to me. So I have to stay away tomorrow.
White Sox and the Guardians have had a couple of overs the last few days, and they'll have an 8.5 lively going for the Guardians. The White Sox are going to sleep on it and see who they want to pitch tomorrow.
I like the Tampa Bay total again tomorrow. Maybe I'm just crazy. But I'm
Tampa total, and they're actually one of the few night games, right, Joe? Tampa and Kansas City are playing at night, 8 o'clock East. Eflin and Marsh, 8.5, huh? You like that?
I think we can get it up to 10. I'm going to take a shot, and I'm going to take a shot in the Angel game.
Contreras and J.P. Sears and Roebuck, that's an 8.5 with an afternoon start.
I like that. I like that to get up to potentially 10. I don't know. I want to pull the trigger on the Cubs, but I can't do it.
Tyone and Sanchez.
Do you think the ball will be flying out or no?
I'll have to tell you in the morning. See what the weather is. But they got a 7.5 up there.
But even without those weather reports, even when the ball should be flying out, it's like a dead under. Then when they tack a 7.5, they get 14 runs. I sort of like that total. I might go back to the well. Over Angels, A's, over Phillies, Cubs, and over in the Tampa Bay game.
All right, let me get this straight. Tampa, Phillies, Cubs, and the Brave game, you said?
No, the Angels Athletics.
Oh, Angels, A's. Okay, I like that too. I'm in on that.
Yeah, I might alt that up to like 11.5. Sears and Roebuck.
Man, they dipped the Brewers and Rockies to 10.5 on Thursday.
Yeah.
Quantrill and Myers.
That's what happens, right? You get one of these games, you think they're going to want to be there tomorrow? That's the problem. Any of these guys, you know, like the early games, I feel like they'll be juiced up as the night progresses. You think these guys want to be doing this?
Like, do you think these guys want to do this?
I mean, seriously, let's call it what it is. We talk about getaway day. Holiday, they want some brews and hamburgers.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. All right, Joe. So you got a few days here to get yourself set.
This is it, baby.
And then me and you will be back on Monday.
Recharge the batteries, Carver. Recharge them.
Big Ten win totals on Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
Big Ten.
Even though we said it would be SEC, we're going to do the Big Ten. All right. Big Ten. We'll start right
Big 12. Now. Big 12 media days in Vegas Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's talking season, baby.
Yeah, it's talking season, right. It's on the big board now, finally.
Yeah, it's July. Yeah, it's finally.
This is it. It's finally here. The dog days of summer.
Dog days of summer with football previews.
Yep.
We've made it.
Finally.
Finally. Finally.
Couldn't be happy.
You should be.
I am happy. Very happy.
You sound like upset about it. Like this is what it's all about. This is what you've been waiting for.
That's my saying. Yep. This is what it's all about. They love to say that on a college football today.
This is really?
What it's all about. Everybody's got a catchphrase. That's mine. This is what it's all about.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, it is. That's me. This is what it's all about. If you can't get excited for college football, I don't know. What do you like to do?
So now we're going to skip over one of those Carver and Lisi Summer Fridays now this week. Which means there'll be how many left?
Seven.
Carver and Lisi Summer Fridays.
Yep.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The 7th is August the 23rd. You know what we'll do that night, Joe?
What?
Picks for week 0.
Can't wait.
What is it, Georgia Tech, Florida State?
Yep.
So you're almost there. SMU, Nevada. What did he do? They going to throw the book at SMU again, Joe?
I said that. Death penalty? I don't know. IRS
come
issues.
Come on. They got that big. They got the ACC backing now. They're going to be okay.
IRS issues for $159 million that
in
they
the
supposedly.
ACC.
Who knows, Carver?
They're immune to all that now. They're under the umbrella.
That's it. Come to Papa.
under the umbrella. The ACC, they're good to go.
Yeah.
Tell you, that Florida State Georgia Tech game in Dublin, dead under.
Yep. I like the over there.
Actually. Oh, you're gutless. You really are.
I do. I like.
Why
the
do you
over?
Like the over?
Haynes King and DJU.
God, DJU went to Florida State.
Yep.
I thought he went to Florida. He went to Florida State?
Florida State.
Man.
So.
Unreal. He'll be good there, Joe.
Think so? Yeah. You were high on him last year at Oregon State.
Hey, Beavers splashing around.
Splashing around. They ain't going to be splashing around no more. Got nowhere to go.
No coach. They certainly won't be.
Bray. They got the kid Bray as their coach. Go Branson as the quarterback. Yeah,
3-0 Brewers. 3-0 Brewers.
Bases loaded.
Two outs. Busted open.
Come on. Busted open.
Where is it? What do you want, Joe? The salami? What are you looking for here?
The Granny Smith. Give me the Granny Smith. Give him the Granny Smith. Whatever.
Rhys Hoskins up against Lambert. Let's see if he can send Joe out to the weekend happy here.
It's going to take more than that. I need OG.
Oh, it's not enough, Joe. It's not enough. Dodgers Diamondbacks coming up. Christian Walker, baby.
This is it.
Get excited.
Carver. This is what it's all about,
all right,
baby.
Joe, everybody have a very safe, happy, and healthy 4th of July. For the long holiday weekend. We'll be back with you Monday here on Carver and Lisi. Great job by Matthias Perbel. Great job by you, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you Monday on the grid.